So it's the first time that I've seen people dancing like crazy in this church. How was the energy for you?
Really good, really great public tonight, to be honest. One of the best, like, I mean, in the sense that they were listening, they were dancing, they were singing, they were doing everything, but every time at the right time. If we could have public like this every night, it would be amazing.
So you guys from France and Greece, how did you came in contact with Balkan music?
In Barcelona. That makes sense, no? Because Barcelona is a really cosmopolitan city, and I don't know, we ended up like joining each other in jam session. I was playing other kind of music before, but like I met these people who said, like, do you want to play Balkan music? And I was like, okay, let's go.
And sorry, I want to say something about that. Greece is actually part of the Balkans, so I mean, geographically at least, it's like where the Balkan Peninsula ends, so you know kind of this music. Not all of it is huge, it's huge, so many ethnic groups and history, but you know some basic main, I guess the mainstream probably stuff, you already know if you live in Greece, especially in the north, but still, I mean, you get it.
And your orchestra formed in Barcelona, or how you all came together for the music?
Barcelona, we all met in Barcelona, we met through playing music actually. The jam was, the guys had the jam before I joined. Well, the group was when I was formed, I joined the group at the beginning, but they were already playing the jam of like Balkan and Klezmer, I think as well, no? It was like mostly Klezmer and Balkan music. So they met there, and then I was playing with some Turkish people and Greeks. Well, we kind of, it's not such a big city, there's a lot of stuff going on, but it's not such a big city. You end up, it's a small circle actually, you end up knowing everyone.
And how many languages do you play or sing songs?
No idea, but like just count the song, and every song is in a different language, so. Then, but I have no idea. A lot, I guess, like 10 languages, probably 10 cultures, more or less, you know.
You tour a lot, you know. It's just one stop here in Chess Art Festival in Chebyshad, and you go to France, New York, wherever. How is it for you touring like so intensively?
We love it. We love it. It's the best part of the job. Yeah. Touring.
I mean, you never get bored of it, or I don't know, groups again?
No, I get bored at home. Like, I get bored at home, like on tour. No, you never get bored. It's like you just meet different people every time, different culture, different countries, different cooking, different music.
The venues are different. That's the thing of touring. It's like it's a kind of a constant change. So. I mean, I think you get addicted to it, and when you go back, you're like a bit depressed. It's like, wow, that's it now, nothing's going on. Yeah, it's a bit like that.
What is your impression about Chebyshad? Hall? Did you have a chance to walk around and see something?
Did have a chance to walk around too much. This usually doesn't happen. He did.
Yeah, I did, and it's a really lovely town. Really lovely and really German. I really liked it because of the houses, the medieval center, like the river, like really beautiful town. Really good surprise today here.
Amazing houses, really something, yeah. The woodwork is amazing.
You can feel it because like we've been touring in Canada, for example, which is like a complete new country. And we were like understanding that we're like more European because we need these old buildings and and these old traditions and all of that. And here it was like exactly that. And it was really lovely town, beautiful, wow. It was a great surprise when we arrived this morning, and we just sat on the terrace to have a drink, then go for a walk, and we were like, oh, yeah, this nice. Is life.
Totally. You have this one song, I think it's a little bit older song, like with this, it's a special song with more than 10 million hits on YouTube. Can you say something about the song, what it's about? You played Jalem, it's Jalem Jalem.
Jalem Jalem. Jalem Jalem is like the anthem of the gypsy people. So it's really funny because it's in Romanian or Roma, not Romanian but Roma, the language of the gypsies. And I remember like one day we played it in Spain in a place in Catalonia, and there were like some gypsies that were there, like from there, but they couldn't, they understood all the lyrics, and then they came after like to talk with us, oh, you played our music and all of that, and because it's a song from Eastern, from Balkan actually. But even the gypsies over there could understand it. So yeah, it's this kind of songs that that have a lot of power, you know, like, because yeah, in the community it's really strong and it's the anthem. I don't know.
It's about traveling. Yeah. They talk about their life, no? Mm-hmm. Traveling and like, continuously moving, all this hardship and well, this type of life, I guess, nomad life that they have. Yeah. I don't know much more about it. That's it.
And what means Balkan music for you, like personally? How you came in contact?
Balkan music is like this is a very long. Like you could do an essay in that, and you wouldn't even get half of it because it's like it has a certain kind of. There's a kind of nostalgia in, like, in the Balkan music in general, paired with a kind of explosive energy that the Balkan people have in general, because it's like, I mean, imagine it's a place that every like 30 years is a war or something, so it's continuously changing, so this like a dynamic aspect of it, you can see it in music, but then really, as I said before, it's huge. I mean, there's so many different styles that we keep on learning. Traveling there, you find there might be a small ethnic minority that they have another style, and you're like, fuck, this is as well, you know, this is from here. But this is a bigger thing of like, you know, what is like flamenco, what is this, what is that. The borders don't fit this kind of things. So for me, it's like a music that makes me feel quite alive, and it has a lot of richness, like depth. That's the main characteristics that I really like in this style, if it is a style. Yeah.
Okay, your message to the world, last word?
Be united. Cross the borders and...
Have fun. I don't know, like... Focus on life than on death. Everything lately is becoming like, don't do this, don't do that, fuck it, you're gonna die anyway, so just do it. It's like,
just remember you have only one life, so just enjoy it. Yeah, well, I'm Julien Chanal, the guitar player of Barcelona Gypsy Balkan Orchestra, and this interview was for Radio Stofong.
That's hard. I was Stelios Stoyas from the same band, Barcelona Gypsy Balkan Orchestra, percussion. And this was an interview for Radio Stofung.